stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes, and with your right hand you save me. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the work of your hands. So, Father, we just praise you with all our heart. Father, we bring praise before you, even in the presence of our enemies, God. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are exalted above all things. Lord, that you rule and you reign high Amen. Above the earth, God. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can call upon you,
thank you
even God. Though you dwell in that unapproachable light, God, that you have availed yourself to us, Lord. And we just come before you now. Father, we lift our eyes to you, we lift our hearts to you, and we offer praise and thanks
Amen.
To you, God,
Amen.
For all that you have done. We extol you today, God. We worship you.
Thank
we
you,
praise
Father.
You. And we honor you. We give you praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Father God, I claim that you are igniting the hope that you put in every human heart.
Amen.
That hope is sometimes like a very valuable thing we put in the attic and then covered it with generations of debris. But Lord, you're uncovering that hope today, and whether
Amen.
A person believes in Jesus or whether they have resisted him, Father, the hunger for that hope is very great. You have ignited it. It is on fire. And Father, we pray that that fire of the Holy Spirit will burn away all the dross, all of the accumulations of the years of neglect and turning away from you, and the years of what the sin has done, the accretions of the years we've lived without you, Lord God, and may that fire burn that away and
Amen.
Burn it clean away, Lord, so that in the recognition of that fire and the source of it, Lord, that those who do not believe will turn to you, and those who do believe, who themselves have had hope deferred this day, will suddenly find that you are restoring
Hallelujah.
That hope in their hearts. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God, I just thank you. I thank you, Father God, that you have given us an opportunity. What I hear today in our devotion is that we are to be servants. We are to be your hand and your feet to reach the people, Father God. And so, Father, I beseech you that you will place in the hearts of every man and woman today that we reach out, that we see a need. Father God, if we have the finances, the resources to do it that way, then Father God, allow us to be generous. Allow us to be giving and loving. And Father, if we have no finances, perhaps a small seed to bring in the finances with prayer and fasting. And Father God, for those who have nothing to give, or think they have nothing to give, Father, we all have a heart that we can serve one another. So let us reach out today to somebody in need, somebody who has a handout for help, Father God, and take that hand and see what it is that you can do for them. And I just thank you, Father God, that you have given us this heart and this place that we can proclaim this gospel that you have given to us, the good news that tells us that we can live forever and ever with you in Jesus. And I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, it's not just in the day. I will rejoice in you in this day. Thank you, Father. There isn't one thing that your precious son or daughter faces today, but that you are fully aware of it. And though the enemy may have schemes and plans against us greater you are in us than he that is in the world. And Father, you have purposed that we would serve you today in joy and thanksgiving. We dedicate this day. We dedicate WCNO. We dedicate all of our families and listeners into your hands. Thank you, Father, for the great opportunity to serve you today. Thank you, Lord, for these days of prayer and sharing. Thank you, Father, for your people who are standing alongside of us, coming alongside of us, praying with us, sharing with us, and making their donations today, Father, investments into the kingdom, eternal investments. Thank you, Father, for lives that have been changed, lives that are being changed today, lives that will be changed. Father, the reach of your word and the power of it continues perhaps long after Some have went home to be with you, and that is our desire, that somehow the seed that we plant will continue to bring forth a harvest right up until the day when Jesus brings his church home. So, Father, today we speak the blessing of God upon your people as they are preparing, as they go forth, as they drive. Father, the doctors, the first responders, the nurses, the police officers, may they be protected. The judges in the courtrooms, may they judge righteously. May the students in the schools be protected. May the teachers teach from the truth that God has established. Father, may our land repent. May we repent and come to God. May this be a day of great awakening, great revival. Father, bring us back to you, and we just commit ourselves into your hands today. We expect great things, Father. We're not ashamed to say it. We expect great things today. We expect great donations today. We expect great progress today. We expect great praise reports today of healings and miracles and signs and wonders and victorious opportunities to share our faith. And we expect great things because your word tells us that we cannot imagine. It hasn't even entered into the heart of man what God has in store for us. So we do expect great things because you are a great and a mighty God, and we worship you with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Well, this is Wednesday. It is Wednesday, and I am so glad that you have joined us today. And let me give you a little report on where we are. And before I do that, I'm going to ask that Karen just open up the morning with very clear phone numbers for everyone so that you can get right to the phone. The phone lines are open now for your donations.
Yes, and that very clear number is 888-221-8990.
Last evening, if you were listening, you would have heard in the last few moments we had a donation come in for $1,000. Karen made that donation, and it was made in some way electronically. It came in online. And I'm not talking about the Karen in the studio. It's one of our listeners, and we're so appreciative of that donation that was made. And of course, that $1,000 is given to be matching funds, and we're looking to finish matching that up this morning as we open the morning. We had a donation of $25 and $100. That leaves us with $875 to open the morning up. And so $875 in matching funds to match up with that. It was the last night closing. Well, what happened with that $1,000 actually just got parked in our matching funds column. It will get added in because it was an actual donation, but it just got parked there until we match it up, because I'm confident God's going to bring a number of people alongside of Karen to match up those funds. And so we're going to do that by 8 o'clock this morning. We may do it in the next 3 minutes, I don't know, or 5 minutes. It might not take till 8 o'clock, but we're going to start out this morning with that matching funds challenge, and we have remaining $875. As soon as we have raised that $875, that will release that $1,000 into our budget. At this very moment, we are showing $27,235. That was the closing number that closed out yesterday evening. Even though we have $1,000 that is sitting over there in matching funds, it will get added in as soon as we have matched that up, along with the rest of the gifts that come in this morning. So who is going to be the first one? I heard the phone ring a couple times this morning before anyone else was in the building, so I didn't make it to those calls. So maybe you were up early wanting to get your call in. I know we have many people who just simply have not had a moment to make that call. David, give the numbers out again. The phone lines are open at this time. $875 in matching funds to release that $1,000.
You can reach us at 888 888-221-8990. That's our toll-free number, 888-221-8990. Or in the 772 area code, you can call 221-1100. That's 8221-1100.
All right. And, of course, if you do not have access to making that donation this morning, maybe you're traveling and you just can't get to your card or whatever, you could always call in and make a pledge and then call back and actually fill out the paperwork a little later in the day. Or if you have one of those little packets with a letter that came to you, it would have a card in it that you can fill out and return. That works also well. But we would encourage you to let us know what you're planning to do. The mail today is not as dependable as it has been in the past. And I know that because we've been waiting on some mail here the last few days. I thought it would have been in maybe by Friday this past week, and we still have not received it. And here we are. It's Wednesday this week, so it's almost normally we would have had it with within that time window. So I know that some of the mail is not traveling as quickly, and some donations, if you only put them in the mail, we might not even know of them to be able to include them until after our prayer and share time. So, Karen, you've been through many prayers and shares here at WCNO, and as we are in day three, what is your word of wisdom for the day?
My word of wisdom is 888-221-8990.
Give us a call.
Yeah. No, this is my sixth prayer and share. As a matter of fact, this morning I was recounting. Mm. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's always interesting to come in for these 2 weeks, for these long hours.
Sixth year?
Sixth year. So 12.
So 12. I have to watch the math of my staff.
Yeah, especially 12. This early in the morning.
This early in the morning, yeah, because, yeah. Plus, you've had birthdays for cats and other things that were really important this week.
Yes,
so I know
right, yeah.
you're mathematically challenged this morning. So actually, you've been through, you have been a part of 12.
12 now.
12 prayer and shares.
I don't know how Tom did it for 30-something years.
There you go. Yeah, 30-some years.
Or 28, I think. Yeah, because it's, you know, takes quite a bit of energy to do it. I mean, I'm not complaining or anything. I love it. Love talking to the listeners and connecting with people and hearing their stories and praying over the phone with people, and you know, it's really a wonderful thing. And it, you know, it goes through all these, if I have the right word, undulations all day long.
That's a good
word. You know, we have you know, real happy times, like when J-Dub's, you know, all that energy. Mm-hmm. And then
peaks and valleys. Peaks
exactly.
And valleys.
Exactly.
The ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
That word,
ebbs and flows.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's always it's always fun. And, you know, the Lord gives us the strength to continue. And you know, where one is a little bit low, the other one's up high.
You know, having been on 10, not 12, since you're a veteran, you know, I came in after you did, but... Mm-hmm. And I was just reminded of the scripture that speaks to me about our experience, and that is, you know, Paul writes, he said, God, what God spoke to him, and that is that my power is made perfect in your weakness.
Amen.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we hit our stride, so to speak, you know, like right now, this is 3 days in a row we've done this, and, yeah, you know, it's getting a little harder to snap into place for me, but I've noticed that when I'm at my weakest, that God really then, because I can't get in his way.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And therefore, you know, the things that we do, the excitement, the way the Spirit moves, like yesterday with J-Dub and Keith, you know, and they brought in so much energy, and it was Holy Spirit moving. And, you know, I was just taking it. I was being blessed, but, you know, not my peak, my own personal peak. I hadn't reached that. So I really totally say, you know, this, if you want wisdom from the Bible, it is, you know, be weak more. I mean, you know, back off more, let the power of God work through you.
Amen. Cool. And you know, and how the body, you know, each one of us has different functions, and
right,
you know, of course we're all using what God has given us to come. You know, this is not a complaint at all about the fundraiser, because we love it.
But sounds like honest confession.
Yeah. Yeah, but we love it. Yeah. We love it. I mean, by no means am I completely